I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview with John and Carrie Scollin of the Columbia Marionette Theater. John's mother, Allie Scollin, began creating puppet shows in the sixth grade, which grew into a lifetime of traveling the country putting on shows with her husband and children. Allie is a contemporary of Jim Henson, and the family started one of the world's largest companies producing walking character costumes. Almost 30 years ago, she opened the Columbia Marionette Theater and has since retired. Here, Allie's son John and his wife Carrie talk about how he grew up and took on the family's signature trade.
Almost 30 years ago, my mother and I decided we didn't really like doing the costumes as much as we did the puppets. And Allie came up with an idea of coming out to the community here in Columbia and saying we want to build a nonprofit puppet theater. And I was very young and impressionable at the time, but I said, sure, I'll come along with it. And 30 years later, I'm still doing it.
Well, and you started it rather young. I think your first puppetry performance was The Boots from the Nancy Sinatra show.
Yes, I was the Boots in the bit about Nancy Sinatra singing These Boots Were Made for Walking. So yeah, that was probably about 8 years old when I was doing Christmas shows with my mom.
And getting thrown in the van when you were 16 to go cross country.
Yeah, I did my first solo shows 3 months after I turned 16. It was from then on, and that's been quite a while now. I'm 51 now. I cannot imagine doing anything else but being right here at the Marionette Theater.
I got involved. I had been here for college and moved back and forth several times, and a good friend of mine was the Fox Radio DJ, Mike Scott, and he'd been bugging me to come out one night for open mic. And the guitarist I was playing with at the time actually had to tape a school board meeting, so I told Mike, Mike, I don't know if I'm going to have a guitarist to perform tonight. He said, I'll find you a guitarist. And he went and found John.
I was the first guy at the bar sitting there holding a guitar case.
We were pretty much an item after that. I tease him and say that, you know, he married me to get a seamstress for his theater. Because about the time we started dating is when his mother started talking about retiring. She spent a lot of time showing me all the techniques that she had used for making puppets over the years. Because so much of what she did just completely originally, making it up as she went along a lot of times. But to see that level of creativity and then to have her share it with me so openly and fully, it was pretty huge. And this feels like where I belong. It's wild, it's wacky, it's zany, and I've never been happier.
And I taught her how to work the puppets fairly early on in our relationship, and she was got to be really good at it, which is an interesting thing about puppetry. There is no real trick to learning how to work a puppet. I can teach you or anybody how to work a puppet in about 5 minutes, but the real trick is to bring the puppet to life.
Sometimes we are the very first experience that a child ever has with a puppet, and if we can get them to appreciate live acting theater, maybe we've made an arts patron for life.
We did a show at a church day camp, and there was only about 20 kids there, and some of them were kind of the tweener age, which, you know, a lot of times you think, oh, they're going to be entirely too cool for puppets. And you can even see it in their eyes before the show. They're just kind of, what am I doing here? By the time the show was over, their eyes were wide open. They came back and they were asking us all sorts of questions about how we did stuff. And at one point, there was two girls about 11 or 12 years old talking with me about, you know, maybe we could do our own show sometime. And one girl looked up and goes, I like to write. And the other one goes, I write songs. And I just said, well, there you go. You got a show.
That's a win for us.
Carrie and John Scollin, who run the Columbia Marionette Theater. This piece was produced by Haley Kellner. For photos along with more Narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.